Hey everyone, it's time for another live look at the astrology. My name is Katie Sweetman, and this is your look at the astrology for September 11th through 17th, 2023. Currently, there's a thunderstorm that's happening here in the New York City area, so you might have a little extra sound effects with this podcast, as you guys like to call it. Normally it's sirens, because I unfortunately live near a fire station. But anyway, for those that don't know who I am, I'm an astrologer and psychic medium located here in the New York City area. And every week we gather live to look at the astrology. And you hear me say it every week, the astrology is 50%. You are the other 50%. So what do we got going on this week? It is primarily about a Virgo new moon. So we're sort of on the end of one lunar month. We're beginning another lunar month on September 14th. And what can we learn as we wrap up the lunar month that began on August 16th? That was a pretty powerful new moon in Leo back in August 16th. You're like, Katie, why are you going back to August? It's because we're still in this container of time, and I just remember there was just a lot going on with all the energies of Uranus at the beginning of August and even into the middle of August. And I think it's good to go back and reflect on what changed, what awakened, what transformed, because those are the energies that we are starting to leave. And I think, you know, to Leo's credit, the Leo moon, even today as I record this, the moon is back again in Leo. It's a lot about identity that was in the past 4 weeks. Like, who are we? You know, how do we get to express who we are? How do we invest in the things that are important, the things that light us up and give us life, that make us really feel and know and express who we are? But that's coming to a close. And even though we're in Virgo season, we have a late start in a way to the season, because on September 14th, this week, Thursday, or Friday, if you are in other parts of the world, we are going to have a Virgo new moon, followed by the next day, Mercury direct. So it's a little bit of this, like, we want to start something, we want to start new projects, we need to get back to reality, we need to get things done. But that Mercury retrograde is hanging over us this week. And it's like, okay, well, is this what you need to do? Are they the choices that you need to make? We need to check the systems. It's almost like we're sitting in a vehicle getting ready to go on a voyage. And we need to sort of check the plan, check all the systems, check all the levers. So if you are watching me live, do say hello and let me know where you're watching from. Again, it's always fun to see where in the world we are. I know that we are an international audience, which, you know, tickles my Sag rising heart. And even if you're not watching live, you know, do say hello. How are you all doing? It's a little bit of a quiet start to the week, maybe not so much because I got a thunderstorm happening in the background, as we prepare to sort of restart the season, restart Virgo season, get into a very different container of energy with the Virgo new moon late this week, followed by Mercury retrograde. As we start the week, it's the end of the lunar month, which means it's typically quiet, time to let go. We will get back to this point. And also, I need to clarify something that I was actually incorrect on. Somebody pointed it out. I said, and I either said it on the live last week, or I definitely said it in my my newsletter, that Venus turns retrograde the least. It's actually not true. There's a fact in there somewhere that I think got into my brain incorrectly. Maybe it's a statistic, meaning the amount of people that are born with Venus retrograde. But nevertheless, I think Mars turns retrograde the least frequently. It's every 2 years. That's the correct answer. So we were coming off of Venus retrograde last week. In fact, you know, Venus is still wrapping up its time in Leo as we speak. It's going to be in Leo all the way into October. So we're still, you know, walking through the past relationships, past connections, not just romantic relationships. Maybe it's Mercury retrograde, maybe it's Venus turning direct. It's like suddenly people from the past start popping up. It's like, I don't want to talk to you. Sorry. But anyway, let's go into this week. Oh, I know what I wanted to mention. So I am doing another Saturn masterclass. I know some of you who actually watch live did that class with me. It was a 12-week program, and it's actually very dear to my heart because the people that we all, you know, the people I did it with, my students, we had this really great group of people. And there was a lot of big insights and transformations. And so there was always this talk about doing again, but, you know, life and, you know, 12 weeks and making that commitment. But, you know, Saturn loves commitment. And so I'm going to start the next round of that 12-week group program on October 12th. We got a month, but I'm going to do an early registration pricing, and that ends on September 18th. So go to my website, go to my show notes. It's my Saturn Masterclass. It is a 12-week program that is kind of about Saturn. I'm kind of making a joke. It is about Saturn, but indirectly so. It's really about the structure of life, the time of life, the wheel of life that exists inside the zodiac. And it's a representation of everything, and it ends up being this really powerful. You take each step as you go through each of the 12 zodiac signs with Saturn as our guide, and me too. So if you want to learn more about it, if you want to really, you know, especially if you're in your Saturn return, first Saturn return, second Saturn return, Saturn opposition like me, you have Saturn in Virgo, it's a good time to really sit with the energies of Saturn. It's always a good time to sit with the energies of Saturn. Saturn's one of the most important, kind of get off on a tangent, is one of the most important planets in your astrology, my astrology, everybody's astrology, because it talks about the structure of your life. And my job, because some of you are my clients, you ask me the questions, why am I here? Where am I going? What's the plan? And I go and I look at Saturn in the chart of the person that I'm consulting with, and Saturn gives me, to the best of my ability, a lot of big answers about why you're here, what you're working on, and more importantly, what you are becoming. So you've heard me say it over, you know, time and again, how much of a fan I am of Saturn. And so yeah, we're gonna deep dive into Saturn for 12 weeks, starting October 12th. Going all the way to January 4th. So if you did take the class and you're watching, you can always, you know, tell people what it was for you and how you experienced, because I, you know, have a lot of fond memories of our 12 weeks together and all the big, you know, light bulbs that went off and all the big transformations that we had. So that's what I wanted to say. But let's just dive into this week. There's, you know, on paper, there's not a lot going on. That's not to say that the Virgo new moon doesn't mean there's a lot going on, but we're in that sort of end of the lunar cycle. So as we start this week, you know, September 11th, Monday, September 11th, the moon's in Leo. And so this is the first time the moon has been in Leo since we had that Leo new moon back on August 16th. That was pretty powerful, and I know I keep going back to this new moon. It's like one of those new moons of the year that we need to pay attention to. That new moon was powerful because it made a pretty tight square to Uranus in Taurus, and so it really shook things up. Maybe externally it shook parts of your life up, maybe internally it shook you up, but Uranus's job, and we have the trine this week, we have Sun trine Uranus this week. Uranus's energy is meant to awaken us, to help us to reinvent, to get unstuck. And that's another thing that you all bring to me when we have one-on-one consultations. I feel stuck. Well, like, let's work with Uranus, because Uranus will get you very quickly back to where you're supposed to. I put that in air quotes because at the end of the day, it's relative and who knows, but I've seen people's lives move very quickly under the energy of Uranus. And if you're listening, you know exactly who you are. So as we start this week, we are winding down from a month, a lunar month that began on August 16th. So what has changed? What has reawakened? What is your sense of individuality and identity? And I really love Leo. I think Leo is just one of those signs in the zodiac that doesn't get its fair due, because it's got that pop culture veneer about it. And I don't know, I have my chart ruler in Leo, I have Jupiter in Leo, but Leo is a sign of passion, joy, creativity, something that I'm pretty sure each and every one of us need more of. And it's the season, certainly the lunar month, to get back to those things that light us up, give us joy. And if there's something in the way, to remove it or to transform it, for example. So we've got what's called a balsamic moon, which means we are in the last few days of the lunar month as we start the week. And as the moon gets more and more faint, it's a time when the veil is thinner. We feel, let's say, more tired. We need more rest. We need to go inward. We need to meditate. We need to reflect. And for those that really do crave that quiet time, this is the next 3 days for you. It's a sense of preparation. And I think the beautiful handoff between the end of Leo lunar month and into the Virgo lunar month is to really take all the creative visions that we had, all the ideas, all the sort of the light bulbs that went off, and then use Virgo season and use the Virgo new moon on the 14th into the 15th to really put it into reality. In astrology, this is something that we talked about in my Saturn masterclass. In astrology, fire is the first element. It's not earth. I'm saying that because everybody first goes to earth. When is it going to happen? How is it going to happen? How much money am I going to make? What's the title after my name? Am I going to be successful? That's earth. But the first element in astrology is fire. So even though Leo is not the first fire sign, it's sort of this element that we come to that sort of replenishes us so that we can do Virgo, we can do the work, we can do the projects, we can be of service, we can help people, we can get back to the things that light us up and give us joy, but in sort of really making it real and concrete. And that's what I love about Virgo, is that Virgo makes things real and concrete, but we need the fuel. That's Leo season. So that said, we're going into that quiet time before the start of the lunar month, and then we get the reset. So we have the new moon in Virgo at 21 degrees, and that is on September 14th, mostly in the United States, on the 15th for those that are in Europe and even into Australia and New Zealand. I know you guys are, it's tomorrow for some of you all who are watching, or you're part of my, what's called my Tuesday club. But anyway, yeah, so we go into this Virgo new moon. So a new moon is a new container of energy. It says that over the next 4 weeks, which is the duration of a lunar month, we are living life through the lens of Virgo. It doesn't matter if you are a Virgo or not. And happy birthday, Virgo, if it is. It means that there is this energy, this archetype that we all have access to. It's in our chart. And when we go through each of the 12 zodiac signs, you'll see where Virgo is in your personal astrology. Where do you need to get back to basics? Where do you need to get organized? Where do you need to get focused, come up with a plan, create some structure, clean out or clean up? Virgo is the sign of health and wellness. It's also hygiene, purity. And sometimes we can get a little stuck in the purity of Virgo. We actually talked about that in my Saturn masterclass. But I think Virgo is also refinement. How do we take hard edges and refine them? Not necessarily the refinement, like a comment about money or class, but refining, like refining something, perfecting it, perfecting the sense of making it better. Not my joke about Virgo, and I've got a North Node and I got Saturn Virgo, but my joke about Virgo is that Virgo's level of perfection is mythic. If you are a Virgo, you know what I'm talking about. So it's like, don't, on your worst day, you're better than most people in what you are able to deliver and able to do, but don't beat yourself up. So how do we try to reach for a higher level this coming Virgo new moon and new moon lunar month without beating ourselves up? Because that's the shadow, and also that's also the trap of Virgo. And I'm not picking on Virgo. Each sign of the zodiac has a shadow. It has a trap. And Virgo's trap is that it's not good enough. It's not perfect enough. We didn't work hard enough for it. We didn't help enough people, and we sort of beat ourselves up and we put ourselves to the side. So how do we find balance with Virgo? Of course, it's to help, it's to serve, but it's not to be a servant. It's not to lose ourselves. It's not to drain ourselves. It's to take the energy of Leo, you know, Leo's the sign before Virgo, and have it be a joy, have it be a love. The things that we do of service that come from a place of love are inexhaustible. for example. So this is a lunar month to take the things that we love and make that labor of love, to bring craft, to bring an attention to detail. Virgo, we don't always think of Virgo like this. You know, both Virgo and Aquarius, you're like, Virgo and Aquarius, those seem like very different signs, but actually they have a lot in common. Virgo's sixth sign is Aquarius. And Virgo is the sixth sign. Hopefully you could follow those mental gymnastics with me. And we see that with Virgo and Aquarius, they're both signs of systems. Virgo is small systems. Aquarius is large systems. It's sort of the larger frameworks that sort of govern our lives and sort of like social issues, social causes, society, the fabric of humanity. That's Aquarius. But Virgo brings it down to a more real life level. It's systems, it's our routines, it's our schedule, it's the things that we have to do. It's a much personal level. And these are the things that we absolutely have to do, because if we don't do them, our lives run into the ground. Things get dirty, things get messy, things don't get done. So we need Virgo. And so this is my love letter to Virgo. I think a sign that, like Leo, in a very different way, doesn't always get its fair due. I think Virgo is the linchpin of the zodiac. If without Virgo, it would all fall apart. So each and every one of you have Virgo inside of you. My mother was a Virgo, so I sometimes like it actually confused for Virgo, but I'm a Scorpio. But anyway, yeah, that's my love letter to Virgo. So may we use this new moon to sort of get back into organization, get back to reality, get back to the things that need to get done. I think the thing about this new moon is that it's doing a couple of important things. Number one, Mercury is retrograde. It doesn't turn direct until the next day. So we have this little bit of a delayed start to the new moon energy. I think it just means that we have to get back to and sort of double check things, make sure the plan works, walk out the steps, and then hopefully everything is good going forward once Mercury turns direct. I think the other thing that we need to take note of is that even though Mercury turns direct, it turns direct at 8 degrees, it's not in an exact opposition to Saturn, but it's pretty darn close. So I'm gonna call that a Mercury-Saturn opposition as Mercury turns direct, and Mercury opposite Saturn demands, yes, Saturn demands that we have things in the right way. We take our commitments seriously. We do things above board. We do things in integrity. We make sure everything is in balance. We honor our commitments. We say yes where we need to say yes to, and maybe say no where we don't need to go forward with something. So we're going to see the Saturn energy with us over the next 4 weeks. And Saturn is pushing each and every one of us to take that next big step up in our lives. The other thing is that this new moon, 21 degrees of Virgo, is opposite Neptune. Neptune's kind of a funny influence, and Neptune has been in Pisces since 2010, 2011, but Neptune is an evolutionary planet. So whatever is sort of seeded into this container of time, there's an evolutionary process that's happening. Neptune is this energy that pulls away, pulls back the veil. It dissolves the boundaries between this world and the next world. The work of evolution means that Neptune's like a spiritual work. Wherever we meet Neptune's energy, there, and I say spiritual work, and maybe you're thinking, well, what does that mean? We each have something in our life that really requires over and over again that we work on it. We work to elevate it, elevate our consciousness, elevate our suffering. Maybe there's something that does feel like a suffering with Neptune. And wherever Neptune is, it means we're doing our work. It's a different type of work than Virgo work. It's spiritual work. And I don't know, maybe you don't believe in that, but this is just my offering to you. And Neptune can also make us feel very emotional. So we might be feeling very emotional in the days that follow the Virgo new moon. And how do we find the balance between heaven, Pisces, Neptune? Pisces is sort of it is the last sign of the zodiac, and it forms the bridge between this side and the other side, one end of the zodiac and the next start of the zodiac, Aries. And so there's a sense of like, how do we find the balance between our spirit, what's in our hearts, you know, what we really want on a bigger level versus reality. Virgo, how do we, you know, getting things done, paying the bills, going to work? How do we find the balance between the two? And of course, everything is possible. The other thing is that the ruler of Pisces is Jupiter. Brain thing there for a second. The ruler of Pisces is Jupiter, and Jupiter is over in Taurus, and Jupiter is sort of in this mix with Uranus. So I think that there's an element, especially we have the Sun trine Uranus later this week on the 15th, to use this new moon to reinvent, to awaken, to do things in a very different way, to get unstuck, to let go. Neptune, opposite Sun, opposite Neptune, to forgive, to find compassion, to heal. But then Saturn says practice, discipline, craft, service, taking things seriously, integrity, building a framework, showing up on time, honoring time. I know Saturn. The other thing we need to finally keep in mind with this new moon is that this lunar month is the lunar month that comes before the Libra solar eclipse of October 14th. So yes, even though it's 1 month away from the official start of eclipse season, I've seen it over and over again. The eclipse comes before the eclipse, or the eclipse comes after the eclipse. And maybe we talked about this last week or even the week before, Mars, which is presently in Libra, will start to activate the eclipse degrees and even the eclipse degrees of 2024 as it gets through Libra, but into the end of September. Mars will leave Libra on the 12th of October. It goes into Scorpio. So when we have that Libra new moon, it's picking up on the energies of Mars and Scorpio. What's that going to be like? We'll talk about that in a future show. But I'm just sort of putting you on notice, all of you on notice, that eclipse season is right on the horizon. And it means that life is going to start to get interesting. And this eclipse, like I said, it's going to be in Libra. We've got the nodes in Libra and Aries. I did a whole webinar on the lunar nodes in Aries and Libra. It's still good. It's still relevant information. And how over the next year and a half, it's really about relationships and sort of the tension and the push and pull between the individual, the self, our own desires, our own wants and our own needs versus the wants and needs and desires of other people. And how do we find the balance? That's what Libra teaches us, that everything, you know, we have to have negotiation, we have to have compromise. It can't be all Aries all the time, even though the North Node's in Aries right now, but we need to not get stuck in old relationships, old patterns. So kind of getting ahead of myself, that like I said, that solar eclipse is on October 14th. That's just a little bit over a month away, but we're gonna start feeling it. And if you are a Libra or Aries, life right now maybe already is a bit interesting, or it's going to get interesting, and certainly it's gonna be interesting by the time you get to the end of the year. Even if you're not an Aries or Libra, those two parts of your chart or somewhere, it could be a career sign, it could be a sign of health and wellness, it could be a sign that talks about your living situation, for example. So we'll talk about that in the next future weeks. We got to get back to the Virgo new moon. So we have Mercury turns direct on the 15th at 8 degrees of Virgo, doing that sort of wide opposition to Saturn and Pisces. And then we also have the Sun trine Uranus on the 15th. So that sort of energy of awakenings and transformations and reinventing things and doing things different. That's Uranus. Uranus talks about an awakening of consciousness. And then we get to the end of the week on the 17th, and Venus, which is now direct as of, gosh, the 3rd of September last week, it's now going to make its final square to Jupiter. So as we go into the weekend, maybe we're feeling a little bit over the top. Venus and Jupiter definitely likes to indulge. Certainly Jupiter and Taurus and Venus and Leo definitely likes to indulge. What's curious, and speaking about the eclipses and going back a little bit, the moon is in Libra this weekend. And another thing that I've noticed is that when the moon hits the sign of the eclipse a month before, you either get a preview or you get like a little bit of an insight to that bigger story that's going to be front and center in October. So let's look at each of the 12 zodiac signs. If you're, you know, listening live, or if you don't know this, you can listen for your sun sign and your rising sign. Listen for both. I believe that you can get really great information from both perspectives and do a little bit of synthesizing and finding the common story. But yeah, let's start with Aries. Aries. So Virgo is what's called your sixth sign. And the sixth sign, you know, Virgo is about health and wellness. It's about organizing your life. And maybe it's about getting back to work, getting back to focus. And so this new moon gives you a bit of a reset for your practical life. But let me take a step back for a second. I want to go back to that Mars. And we talked about this last week, but Mars is your planet. So wherever Mars is, whatever Mars is doing, goes back to, you know, where is the drive and motivation of your life? It's in Libra right now. And Libra is your sign of relationships. It's connection. It's your capital R relationships, meaning your partnerships, your marriage, you know, the people that you're in serious relationships with, or serious connections, not just romantic. It's also small R relationships. Socialization, you know, how do you interact and socialize with people? Life is heating up, and all of this is in advance of that October 14th eclipse that I was mentioning a few moments ago. You're on the cusp of a new beginning, and certainly a new beginning in relationship, whether it's an existing relationship or a relationship that hasn't even started. There's a siren, told you live near a firehouse. But anyway, now let's go back to Virgo. So the new moon in Virgo comes the month before the eclipse. And so maybe you feel the sense of something is on the horizon. You need to get ready for it. You need to tend to your projects. You need to go through your to-do list. And for some Aries, this is a time to really focus on your health and wellness. Virgo, which is the planet that governs your health and wellness, governs projects, governs acts of service, you know, in the systems of your life, has been retrograde. In theory, it's been 3 weeks for you to sort of like audit everything, go through the systems. Are the systems running? Is this working? And needing to sort of make changes, especially as Mercury opposes Saturn. It's a little bit of a serious time for you. It's like really like you got to get your ducks in a row, Aries. And this is all, like I said, in advance of an eclipse. And really doing the preparation as best as anybody can with capital L life for the new changes to come. Virgo, Taurus, my brain is in retrograde. So Taurus, Venus, your planet, is finally direct. It's been direct as of September 3rd. So it doesn't mean that your life was on hold for the last 40 days. It just meant that you needed to do the work of integration. That's what a retrograde is. It's a yin phase, yin energy. It's feminine, it's receptive, it's going in, it's intuiting. And you needed that time. So now you can go forward because your planet is now direct. Well, direct as of like a week and a half ago or however long ago, a week ago. So what did you learn? What's of value? For you, Leo is your sign of home and family, past memories. And maybe that retrograde was a need to relook at the past, relook at family, relook at your living situation. You know, Venus will make a very interesting trine to Uranus. I think it's later this month, if I'm remembering my astrology correctly. So, you know, maybe there's a need to make some changes in your home environment or your living situation. Or if it's not physical changes, it's internal changes. So you can make sure that you are getting your needs met and you are like really investing into the things that are truly important in your life. Then there's this Virgo new moon, and for you, Virgo is your fifth sign. Speaking of self, speaking of investing in things that make you you, or like really, you know, light your life up, the fifth sign for you, it really talks about the self. The self meaning what makes you you, what are your talents, gifts, and abilities, what's your sense of identity. Of course, every Taurus is going to live this differently, but this is a new moon to really refocus on you. And if you are creative, you know, maybe it's a time for a new project, and maybe it's a time to sort of put the, you know, your passions and your joys and your creativity into something real. And maybe with Virgo being an earth sign and you are a earth sign, Taurus, it's about making things real. It's making things practical, making things grounded, for example. But I think with that Mercury retrograde over the past 3 weeks in your fifth sign, there's been a need for a re-evaluation of self, your talents, gifts, and abilities, or the how you get a chance to really express who you are. Do keep in mind, Taurus, and I've said this in previous lives, it's just worth mentioning again, you're 5 years into a 7-year process of reinventing yourself. So there may be something very concrete and tangible about that statement that is unfolding over the next 4 months. And this comes after 4 weeks. This comes after that really powerful Leo new moon that you had on August 16th. And to really go back and reflect on what has changed, what has shaken up, what has gotten you to see things differently, and going forward, how do you take those realizations and make them real, make them grounded, and make them concrete? Gemini. So Gemini, Mercury is your planet. So as you've been hearing me talk about, it turns direct this week on the 15th. And so every quarter, every few months, you have about a 3-4 week period where you need to integrate, reflect. You know, I think that Gemini speed is typically forward, doing, going, choosing, not always thinking. You need the retrograde. You need the retrograde to sort of get you to slow down and just to contemplate and to weigh your options and be like, you know what, maybe I need to go back and retrace my steps. But, you know, Mercury has been in Virgo. And for you, Virgo is the sign of home, family, roots, foundation. And maybe you've needed this time to really get back to the past, get back to the things that are important, the things that really support you emotionally. Maybe there's been matters with family or a family member, or maybe it's not literal family. Maybe there's a bigger question about home and family. And maybe for some of you, it's been a need to really focus your time on your home environment. Perhaps some of you even needed to move, for example. But that said, with Mercury turning direct, and it is making something like an opposition to Saturn, you know, this is a little bit of a serious time for you, Gemini. It's like, where am I going? What am I doing? Like, where's home? Who's home? Like, what's going on with my professional life? Because Saturn has been in your career sign since March. And so you've just got a lot of big astrology going on at the moment, certainly big astrology this year. Gemini, because Saturn is sort of getting you to take the next step up in your life, to grow up. For example, it doesn't matter if you're 80 years old, we always have these next steps in the progression of our life. We need to take the next step up. So there's a pressure on you. And with that Virgo new moon on the 14th, especially with Mercury turning direct on the 15th, maybe you are going into a 4-week period, a new moon period, where you are thinking about changing your home environment, changing your living situation, or making a move. Or maybe it's a change in the household. Somebody moves in, somebody moves out. But with all that Saturn energy present in your astrology in 2023 and even in 2024 and 5, how do you make changes in the home that are the support for your professional ambitions, for the duties and responsibilities of your life? Cancer, for you, Virgo, is something called your third sign. So the third sign, voice, communication, how you think and listen and learn. So it's a time to really like sort through things, to analyze, to talk, to focus on your education. Maybe it's moving, not moving, well, maybe it's movement, not in like the moving home, but maybe it's movement in other ways. And maybe, you know, education and communication and writing are a focus on this time. And so as you see the world and focus on your education and really weigh your options and try new things with this new moon, maybe it's worth mentioning that Mars is presently in your fourth sign of home and family. And I've been talking a little bit about this October eclipse just because I wanted to put it on everybody's radar, but I need to put it on your radar, Cancer rising, because Mars is moving through your home environment or your living situation or your household or your roots, foundation, and family in advance of that eclipse. So life is probably not quiet at the moment. every Cancer rising is going to live this time differently. For some, it is a move. For some, it is a new chapter in your household. Somebody moves in, somebody moves out. It's the birth of a child. It's something about a family matter. But like I said, all of this is in advance of that powerful new solar eclipse that's going to be on October 14th. So maybe you need this Virgo new moon to do a lot of sorting and planning and organizing and like getting things done and doing all sort of the tasks that need to happen in advance of something that either you know is on the horizon or you can sense is on the horizon, for example. Leo, it's sadly not your birthday season anymore, but it is the end. You kind of have this spill into Virgo season with that Leo new moon back on the 16th of October. That was a pretty powerful one. And if your birthday was on the 16th, plus or minus a couple of days, you bring that energy of new beginnings into the coming year. And I think, Leo, it's worthwhile reflecting on what has changed, whether it changed externally or changed internally over the past 4 weeks, and to take those realizations and to take those light bulbs that went off and sort of the reinvigoration, if that's a word, of the Leo new moon, and to take the Virgo new moon that's happening this week and put it into practical application. Make it real, make it grounded, make it lived, make it a ritual, make it a habit. That's what Virgo does, for example. So that said, Virgo is your second sign of money and income. So you, sort of the basic formation of your personal calendar is this. You have your birthday season. At some point during your birthday season, there's a new moon. It happened to be on the 16th of August this year. Then we get to the next new moon, and it goes into your second sign of money and income. And so for some, the next 4 weeks are literally about money and income, how you spend it, how you earn it, your sense of value around it, the investments that you make into your material life. For some, it's not the physicality of money or income. It's sort of this like, do I have enough? Do I feel safe? Do I feel secure? Leo, and we've been talking about this over and over again over the past few years, is that you're 5 years into a 7-year process of reinventing a very, very key area of your life, your career. And for some Leos, it's literally about reinventing your career. For some, it's about the direction of your life. For others, it's about really putting yourself out there in the world. And so as you sort of make big structural changes in your life, maybe the values need to change, or maybe how this is a time or a new moon that's about money and income. You're spending money differently, you're earning it differently, you're investing it differently, you're gathering resources differently, but it all goes, you know, we're human beings, we still need a roof over our head, money in the bank, food in the kitchen. It's really getting back to basics. And so this is a time where you really are, especially with Jupiter and Uranus in your 10th right now, focusing on your material life at the moment. And how does your material life, whether that's an abstract concept or that's a concrete concept, and tangible concept, really reflect the big changes that have been happening over the last 4-5 years, or certainly the things that are brewing at the moment and got shook up for you back in August. Virgo, happy birthday, Virgo. So we're starting to, you know, get to that last leg of Virgo season. If your birthday is the 15th or the 14th or even the 13th, this is a new beginning for you. This is a year of new beginnings, you know, fresh starts, and also a year that does bring the energies of Saturn in. And Saturn says, this has got to be a year where we really get things done. We make things real. We take the next step up in our growth and our maturity. We put things in order. We make our commitments. I know it doesn't sound very sexy, but it's necessity. It's a necessity of life. Mercury, your planet, has been retrograde over the last 3 weeks since August 23rd. It's the time you need every quarter to go back and to reflect and to integrate and to sort of discern, because Virgo is the sign of analysis and discernment, which is the right choice for you, which is the right step going forward. And maybe things have been a little bit on pause for you, but certainly this new moon and Mercury turning direct on the 15th is your reboot, your refresh for your season, your birthday season. So now it's not to say that like you sort of were sitting around, but like now it's a very different type of energy. It's more active than receptive. It's a time of new beginnings. And if you are a Virgo, to use this energy to sort of set your year, like what's the direction? What's the plan? Virgo's always got to have a plan. Well, here's your new moon to set this plan. This new moon does ping off of Saturn in your relationship sign. Now, every Virgo is going to live this time differently, but it really is about what I call capital R relationships. These are the major people that are in your life, not just romantic, and that's where a lot of the focus is on at the moment. And even if you're not in a relationship, certainly there are people in your life. And so Saturn over the next 3 years, and certainly over the last 6 months, has been saying, you have to take this part of your life seriously. It's about building connection, building relationships, building partnership with people, whether that's, again, romantic or otherwise. And you've got this really dynamic push and pull between this new moon and even Neptune over in your seventh sign of relationships as well. So there's a little bit of an emotionality to this new moon for you. It really talks about the people in your life and the people that you love and maybe even the people that you have a lot of duty and obligation towards. And for some of you, there's a bigger question about how much duty and obligation do you have to these other people? Because Virgo, you are a giver, and sometimes the giving is not received. And it's not to say that relationships are meant to be transactional. No, it's meant to be that natural give and take. But how do you reflect on your relationship with the giving and receiving, with sort of that natural reciprocity in relationship, that natural love and tenderness, and certainly not transactional relationships? Because sometimes Virgo can get a little bit on the servant side of things instead of being in service to other people. But that's, you know, maybe that's not relevant for you, but certainly Saturn is saying that this is a big time for relationships. And with Mercury, your planet, turning direct, either you are seeing something for what it really is, you're needing to make a decision, a concrete yes or a concrete no. But with Saturn, Saturn's really laying it out on the table. Like, it needs to be this, it needs to sort of follow these plans accordingly. But nevertheless, this is a new moon for you to really set your year and to really set, you know, what are the plans? Where does relationship factor into this part of my life? All of this is in advance of, we've got the eclipse season a month from now, and that's going to be about value and worth. And what is your value and worth, not just to yourself, but to other people? Libra, you're in the hot seat at the moment, Libra rising, because Mars is in your sign. So Mars is a relationship planet. It's also a planet that talks about money and income and certainly power for you. And maybe you feel like you have the power at the moment, or maybe you just feel like you're just a little bit more angry than usual, because Mars isn't always the diplomat, and certainly I can have a little bit of a temper. But that said, life is interesting at the moment, Libra rising. All of this is in advance of a powerful new moon solar eclipse that is going to happen a month from now on October 14th. So this eclipse, it's on the horizon, but even though October 14th is a month away, it's here right now. Mars is laying a path. Mars is activating the seeds, and the story is probably here right now. And certainly as Mars gets to the eclipse degree at the end of September, but even this weekend, the moon will be in Libra, and you're getting your advanced preview of the solar eclipse. That said, Virgo season is the season that comes before your season. It forms the end of your personal astrology. It forms the end of your zodiac chart. And so this Virgo new moon activates your 12th sign. And this is a time over the next 4 weeks to shed the past. You've come to the end of one personal cycle, the cycle that began with your birthday season. And what do you not want to bring with you into the next chapter. This is a time to go through your baggage, your spiritual baggage, your emotional baggage, your literal baggage. Sometimes you really feel the need to purge and to prepare before your birthday season. Mercury is turning direct. It is touching on matters of faith and truth and meaning and like, where am I going? What does this all mean? You know, Mercury is opposing Saturn. Saturn is trying to get you to get very clear about your commitments, your duties, your responsibilities, showing up on time, and even making some of these deeper existential questions concrete. Like, it has to be lived. It has to be a ritual. It has to be a practice. For example, and Saturn is still in your six, going to be in your six for, gosh, is that even right? Yeah, six for the next 3 years. So this is about really making sure that your emotional health, your spiritual health, your physical health, everything is really focused on as you prepare for this new beginning to come with your birthday season. And if your birthday is on the 14th or the 13th of October, or even the 16th of October, it is a powerful new year for you, and the last time you had an eclipse on your birthday would have been 2004, for example. Scorpio, so Mars is your planet and it's in Libra. So Libra forms the end of your personal astrology, and Mars spends 6 weeks in a sign, usually, unless it was last year from August 2022 until March of 2023, when Mars spent forever in Gemini because it turned retrograde. But normally, just like now, Mars spends 6 weeks in a sign. So this is your time to come to the end of something. You have done one rotation around the heavens. Mars is a two-year cycle. So the last time Mars was in Libra would have been September, and I believe October of 2022, definitely September of 2022. So what have you learned? Where have you been? Maybe there are these deeper existential questions that are bubbling up. Maybe you're tired. Maybe you need to rest, recuperate, relax, let go. Go through the baggage, the emotional, spiritual baggage of the past. When Mars gets to the 12th, Mars, which is typically the planet of action and drive and motivation, it's a very self-motivated planet, can't be used for its own self-motivations and desires. It has to be put towards the desires and motivations of something greater. So there is a spiritual overlay to this time, and it's sort of the preparation that is needed before Mars gets to Scorpio, and you have the sort of start of a new personal cycle on October 12th. But to use this time to really reflect and to get quiet. That said, Virgo is your 11th sign, so there's 12 signs in total, so we're sort of hitting the end of things. That said, the 11th is about the future. Comes before the end, the future, looking ahead, really thinking about these bigger issues, social causes, friends, and even community. So over the next 4 weeks, it's really focused on groups, your social circle, your friends, the people you hang out with, the people who are your allies, or maybe if the people who are not your allies, really getting into these bigger questions about who are my people and who are not my people. And with Mercury turning direct, and certainly turning direct opposite Saturn, you need to get very clear about your place in the world, your place with friends, or your sort of your role in things, for example. That's it, Scorpio, that's enough. Sagittarius, so Jupiter is your planet. It's going to be, in Taurus until May of 2024. So from May of 2023 until May of 2024, the energy of your sign is focused on Taurus. There is a very tangible, real world, resource focused, am I safe? Do I have enough? Can I just simply enjoy life and graze through life feeling about having Jupiter and Taurus right now? And Taurus is also your sign of health and wellness. And so for some Sagittariuses, this is a time when you really need to focus on your body, your physical being, your health, the sense of wellness and organization and structure. And with Jupiter in that part of your chart, there is some echoes to Virgo season and this Virgo new moon. For you, Virgo is your 10th sign. We've hit the top of your personal astrology. It's sort of like you've reached the pinnacle. Certainly the sun went into your career sign on the 23rd of August, but this new moon really gives you the reset to your professional life. And Mercury has been retrograde over the last 3 weeks, so maybe, you know, things in your professional life, like there's been a lot of ideas, or maybe you've had to go back and look at things, or maybe go back to projects of the past or past ambitions. With Mercury going forward, it needs to be razor sharp. And I'm saying razor sharp because Saturn is opposite end of the sky. It's in Pisces. And Saturn is like, okay, well, it's going to be this. You need to make sure that it's done the right way. You need to make sure that it's in integrity. Of course it is. You need to make sure that you put the work in. And so there's a little bit of a seriousness to the next 4 weeks for you. There's, on one hand, it's about work and projects. On the other hand, it's about really taking the next big steps up in your professional life, or really, really having to handle duties and responsibilities. And maybe you just feel like you're working a lot at the moment. You know, with the energy of Jupiter and Uranus and Taurus sort of picking up from this new moon, there's an ability to reinvent something, to do things differently. And so maybe you really needed this Mercury retrograde to give you a fresh pair of eyes, a new focus, so that now going forward, especially with this new moon, especially with Mercury direct, you can build, you can show up, you can sort of do your ambitions in a much different way. Sagittarius. Capricorn. Capricorn, Saturn is your planet. I know every week I'm saying that because it's going to be in Pisces for the next 3 years. Yes, 3 years, because Saturn moves so slowly. So your life, because Saturn governs your life, Saturn holds the power for your life. And Saturn says that over the next 3 years, it's really focusing on voice, communication, ideas, information. It's time about education, whether that's literally taking more classes, literally focusing more on educating yourself, or really getting into the deeper mechanics of how you speak, how you communicate, or even the philosophy behind how you think and even the choices that you make. Speaking of that, with the Virgo new moon, Virgo for you is something called your 9th sign. And the 9th sign for you is about opening up your eyes to the world. It's about, what do you believe in? What do you stand for? What do you think is true? And so maybe you need to get really into these bigger, try to answer some bigger philosophical questions. Mercury has been retrograde, so Mercury is turning direct right after this Virgo new moon. And it's time to get very concrete about a choice, whether it's a commitment, whether it's belief, whether it's conviction, whether it's like how you show up in the world or how you communicate, how you think, how you speak. It could even be a writing project, something that needs to be published. But the bar is set higher for you right now, Capricorn. It typically is, because you're governed by Saturn. But don't sort of sleep on this new moon, because it's like you have to, it's like the words that come out of your mouth have to match something now. There can't be any discrepancy. That's sort of the energy of this new moon. That said, Saturn is still retrograde. It's retrograde until November 4th. So this is still a time when you're sort of pulling back and integrating. And I just also want to quickly mention that Libra new moon is a powerful new moon for you, and it's going to be in your career on October 14th. So you're going, maybe this new moon is certainly the Libra moon this weekend, and even Mars in Libra right now. It's like really putting the emphasis on your professional life and the new beginnings that are on the horizon for you. Aquarius. So Saturn is your planet. It's going to be in Pisces for the next 3 years. I know, 3 years. So Pisces, for you, is your second sign of money and income, material stability, material security, material worth. I don't really think of Pisces as a material sign. It just says that your life, it's like, how do you get your material life to match what's in your heart, to match what's in your spirit, to match within your soul, for example. But that said, with this Virgo new moon, this Virgo new moon is in your 8th sign. And over the next 4 weeks, and certainly this happens every time this time of year, you know, give or take, whenever the Virgo new moon is for you, it's bringing you into a deeper emotional time. For some Aquariuses, it is bringing up a lot of, you know, deep emotions, sometimes fears, sometimes insecurities. This is the time in your personal zodiac calendar that is dedicated for you to do work on yourself. So whether you book a therapy appointment, whether you sit with yourself, whether you sort of sit with the emotions that are coming up, this is the season certainly to work on it. And with the opposition to Saturn, you are certainly the sign about value and worth. You know, how do you, whatever is coming up, how does it touch on these bigger questions about value and worth, or even stability and security? Do I have enough, or am I wanted, or, you know, like how, you know, what's my own self-worth, for example? But it is a deeper time for you, and certainly all of this is in advance of, we're going to have a pretty powerful Libra solar eclipse a month from now. And Libra for you, Aquarius, is your ninth sign. The ninth sign gets into these bigger philosophical questions, and so maybe you need to do the deeper work and the deeper sorting and sort of the stripping away of the self, so that when you go into Libra season, you go into this Libra new moon, the solar eclipse, this solar eclipse helps you to really get clear about what you believe in, what you stand for, and what you think is true. Finally, Pisces. So this new moon, it's a big new moon for you. Why? Because Virgo forms one of the four corners of your life, one of the four seasons, one of the major four signs in your zodiac. So Virgo for you is a relationship sign. It's about other people over the next 4 weeks. And, you know, that could be capital R relationships. I mean, the major relationships in your life, your marriage, your partnerships, certainly the people who are like the major people in your life. And maybe this, it is a little bit about capital L life at the moment. This new moon, although not exactly opposite Saturn, Saturn is in your sign for the next 3 years. And so life is a bit capital L life at the moment. It's going to be capital L life over the next 3 years. That's what Saturn does. It's a time of maturity. It's a time of growth. It's a time of new seasons. It's a time where you have to take more duties and responsibilities, but maybe even reaching certain personal milestones in your life. And for some, this Virgo new moon is about a serious relationship. It is about a commitment to another person. And with Mercury turning direct, that could be an I do. And for some people, it could be an I don't. So this is a really dynamic new moon. This new moon comes a month before the solar eclipse. That's going to be in your eighth sign. So I think in advance, especially with Mars in your eighth at the moment, especially with the moon going into Libra this weekend, you know, with it about relationships, maybe it's bringing up themes about intimacy, vulnerability, trust, these deeper emotions that certainly bubble up when it comes to other people, like trusting somebody. Can I trust somebody to let them in? Will they keep me safe? Am I safe to reveal my true self, for example? But again, this is a big new moon for you, and with Mercury as your planet of home and family as well, this really does touch upon two of the major access points of your life. So there you go. That is your live look at the astrology. My name is Katie Sweetman, and we're looking at the astrology of the Virgo new moon and the astrology of September 11th through 17th, 2023. So you can find me online at empoweringastrology.com. I'm, of course, on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Spotify. I'm on YouTube. Some of you are my clients. You can book a consultation with me. And I hope that you can join me for my Saturn Masterclass, which is starting on October 12th and running for 12 weeks. So that will be two-hour classes or classes. It's really discussions, sharing, openings, meditations, transformation work. And I look forward to meeting a whole new cohort of people. So I will see you all next week. And until then, take care. Bye-bye.